This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Well, I just got married. You know what everybody said at the wedding? Man, you look great. You know what I said? P90X. My energy at an all-time high. Lost an inch on my waist and 7 pounds, and I wasn't a guy that needed to lose a ton of weight. Then, how about this story about my friend and fellow ESPN radio host, Mike Golic? Mike was telling me about his changes he's seen in his blood work since doing P90X. He's a type 2 diabetic, but after his first 90 days using P90X, his doctor, who's also doing P90X, by the way, told him he's almost able to get off the meds. Plus, he lost over 20 pounds. Remember to talk to your doctor before starting P90X, and everybody's results will be different. Folks, try it out. No risk. 90-day guarantee of satisfaction, but only if you order it now. It works. 1-800-301-P90X. 1-800-301-P90X. Or go to ESPNRadio.com/Colin. ESPNRadio.com/Colin.
What time is it?
It's 11 o'clock.
It's time to play that real kick-ass open.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with sports director Doug Duda.
Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith gets passed, knocked away, Maritska. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis. Today you're invited to a special Doug and Daddy show. It's Daddy's birthday.
Yeah!
Hit me with the horn, 20!
Happy birthday to you, yeah, yeah. Happy birthday to you, yeah, yeah. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's what it's about. Feeling special?
Special, special day. Doug and Daddy show, not only for Big Daddy Tony Davis, but also Mary out front there. It's her birthday today. You guys share the same birthday. Or Marsha or
Meg.
Meg.
Yeah. Margaret, I thought.
No, I can't remember what it is. She just started here, so, you know, she's new. And Mike Greenberg. So, there you go. Yeah. All sharing birthdays today. Happy birthday. Big week for Daddy.
Almost did not make it in, Doug, and I'm going to be honest about that. I was at home the Nebraska Athletic Department trying to get my season tickets to the men's basketball program. I had a phone call this morning from our friend Kevin Malberg in Elwood. He can't wait. Huck's, you know, Huck says Fast is retiring. He'll have plenty of time to go. And who wouldn't want to see this schedule? I mean, we kick it off with Peru State and Bellevue.
Again, just kind of rotating through playing the state colleges in the exhibition season. That's the reason there. They've played Wesleyan, Wayne, UNK, Shadron, UNO.
Now then we pump up the gym, South Dakota and Arkansas.
Hastings. They've played Hastings.
Yes. Then it continues on. Get a little Vanderbilt flavor. All right, West Virginia, Davidson. Okay, that's a fair part of it. Southern Cal, because we've been doing that Pac-10 deal. Love it. Great, great game. But then you get into December 1st.
Uh-oh!
Now, I'm not even going to consider Creighton's a great rivalry game in-state on the 5th, but I'm gonna leave that one out. Jackson State, Alcorn State. TCU, Eastern Washington,
oh.
Grambling, North Dakota, Savannah State before you start the conference season. Who in the hell doesn't want to see that?
But you know what? We dropped all those directional schools. We're Southeast Coastal Carolina upstate.
Baltimore, Maryland County?
Yeah, where are they at? Arkansas Pine Bluff is there. Yeah! November 15th. We've got South Dakota, North Dakota. Southern Cal, I guess. Eastern Washington. Outside of that, no craziness out there.
Oh, there's, you know what? If you can't get wins in this deal, who can you get wins against? Actually, our friend Huck said, why don't we call Doc Sadler? You, me, him, since Fast is retired, Fast. We'll get Bob from Huskerland Prep and see if Doc wants to take us on. We got to be as good as some of these guys, don't we? No? I think we could play him to 40.
You do remember the last time I saw you play basketball, right?
Yes, all right. Fair enough. You did beat me. Yeah. All right, you're right. No, we better not take them on. What is that? Now, granted, you're going to Puerto Rico, and in, what, about 10 days, they're going to go to the Bahamas and play. So they're going to go do a little late summer trip here before school gets underway. But
good for them. Hey, let's see what happens. Never know. They could have I was hoping Nebraska would get to play North Carolina. That's not going to happen because of the way that Puerto Rico tip-off set up. You know, North Carolina's not going to be playing in the fifth or eighth place game, you wouldn't think. They get Hofstra right off the bat, so that'll put them in the top four. And Nebraska is on the other side, so they'll play Vanderbilt, which is fine. But you look at this, Tony. They have the haves and the have-nots. The big boys play the non-big boys. The big boys are West Virginia, North Carolina, Minnesota, and Vanderbilt. And Nebraska's in with the non-big boys. Hofstra, Western Kentucky, Davidson, Nebraska.
Oh, just sick.
Yeah, that's enough basketball talk. Because tomorrow, the 2010 edition of the Nebraska football team hits the field for the first time this fall, officially, West Virginia. This is when you do it. Fan day tomorrow, 9:30 to 11 at Memorial Stadium. Free, open to the public. Get there early. Take the kids. One autograph, one item for each person to autograph, whether it's the coach, whether it's a player. They're all there, folks. And then tomorrow afternoon, Bo gets growly.
I got to think tomorrow, yeah, they're going to get a little bit of conditioning in, but really isn't that going to be – that's a T-shirt, shorts deal and
yeah,
a walkthrough.
Somebody's going to get smacked. Don't worry about it. Yeah, it's the acclimatization period.
That's one of those kickoff team and Eric Martin's got snot right out of his nose. Like, here I come.
Hey, two-hand touch. I'm going to touch you in the fifth row, pal. Hey, freshman, come here. So it is here, folks. It's what you've been waiting for this morning. The USA Today Coaches Football Poll out. Nebraska is ranked ninth, which I think is about as low as I would have predicted them. And when I say low, I mean high. And when I say high, I mean low. They were anywhere from 5th to 11th in all the major publications beforehand. So if they would have come out at 11th, I'd have been a little shocked. If they'd have come out at 5, I'd have been maybe even more shocked. 7 was be about as high as I see him right now because you just don't know what the quarterback situation will be. And it all gives itself time to play off, to play out. If Nebraska does what they're supposed to do, they can survive a loss this year and still make a BCS championship game. But we are talking about something that hasn't happened for so long now, Tony. You realize there's no kid in high school that remembers Nebraska playing in a BCS game?
That long.
That's been that long. So don't be just thinking that Nebraska's going to run the table or have one loss this year. I mean, this is still a football team that lost 4 games last year. Doesn't matter how it happened, it happened. They lost 4 games last year. And so we are just about a month away from getting things underway with Western Kentucky. The Hilltoppers roll into town on September the 4th.
Well, that's when it all starts, and you know what? For a month, that's what you're going to hear every day at these press conferences. You know what? The first 2 weeks, 3 weeks, we're going to worry about ourselves, then our focus is going to go to Western Kentucky.
Daddy, let me talk about the top 25 that came out today. Let's go over this. Alabama, the defending national champion, got a few people back. They are a pretty much consensus number one. They got 55 of the 59 first-place votes. By the way, Bo Pelini is voting. He is one of the coaches voting this year. Alabama 55, Ohio State got 4. Wonder who he voted for. His old SEC rivals or the alma mater? Ohio State is second. Florida is third, and I must say that is a little surprising to me. That is really the first big surprise there. They're just 5 total points, 1,245 to 1,240 ahead of Texas, who is fourth, which is also a little bit of a surprise to me. That they are ranked that high. But playing in the national championship game last year, I guess a lot of folks still have confidence that the Longhorns can get back. And then Boise State, who also went unbeaten last year, will start at number 5. That is the top 5. Your thoughts on the top 5?
Well, you know, the name that doesn't fit in with that group is Boise State. And I'm a little bit surprised that they give them that much credit We've heard from our national people when we were at Big 12 media, they have to replace 8 starters on defense. I know Nebraska has to fix their quarterback, but Boise's got to fix 8 starters on defense, I believe. They have to.
Boise State, I think, has 17 guys coming back, Tone. Pat Forty has him preseason ranked number 1 in the country. A lot of people had him 2 and 3. I think it's a little bit of the opposite. It's the coaches just not paying attention, going, well, we got to put Boise State in there somewhere. But these BCS coaches aren't going to vote Boise State up there because it's only going to hurt the chances that they may have personally with their team or that their conference may have. So the coaches' poll is not going to put Boise State up there. In fact, number 5, I think, is as low as I've seen Boise State in anybody's top 25 here in the preseason. I'm not saying Boise State should be number 1. I'm just saying that's the fact.
It's the fact that they're in there. You know, the fact that they're in the top 10, you're wondering when is that team from outside one of the major conferences going to get a chance to play? Well, when they start this high, it's almost a given. Now, yeah, they've got to face Virginia Tech right off the bat, but nonetheless, I hate to see. You know, you talked about the super conferences. And
hold on. While you look that up, Mark in Minden says, Doug, don't sing ever again. Happy birthday, Big Daddy. This is from Mark to you, Daddy.
Thanks,
Happy
Mark.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, you loose screw. Happy birthday, Big Daddy. Happy birthday to you. Yay, yay. Go, Bertrand. Go, Bertrand. Viking pride. Yay, yay.
That's enough.
Bertrand, hi.
That's enough.
Tom and Hastings says, hey, Daddy, can't believe they didn't schedule the Nebraska School of the Blind Husker basketball.
Yes, I can't either.
I don't think they are able to put a basketball team together this year. Virginia Tech is 6th, and we're going to find out right away because Boise State and Virginia Tech play on the East Coast that opening night, a game that wasn't supposed to be at the beginning of the year, but now they won it at the beginning of the year because of all that Boise State, Oregon brought to television and rankings last year. So Virginia Tech is 6th. Then TCU is 7th. Then you get back to some power teams. Oklahoma 8th, Nebraska 9th, and Iowa is 10th. So Oklahoma is the first team that was not in the final rankings last year. They are the highest-ranked preseason team at number 8. Other teams that weren't rated last year, they kind of jumped them all and bundled them all in here between 18 and 23. North Carolina, Arkansas, Florida State, Georgia, Oregon State. But here's your top 10 again. Alabama, Ohio State, Florida, Texas, Boise State, Virginia Tech is 6th, then TCU, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and Iowa. Oregon is 11th, Wisconsin 12th, Miami of Florida 13th. Many people believe they're a top 10 team. Penn State 14th. I'll about bet you Miami's in the top 10 in the AP poll. And Pittsburgh is 15th. LSU 16th, then Georgia Tech, North Carolina, Arkansas, and Florida State is 20th, followed by Georgia, Oregon State, Auburn, and then Utah and West Virginia are tied for 24th. Cincinnati, new coach, 12-1 last year, lost in the bowl game to Florida. They are 26th in the poll. Houston is just out. BYU, Arizona, who we thumped in the Nebraska thumped in the Holiday Bowl. You got to go a long way. Notre Dame's back there. You kind of got a long way. Missouri got 23 points, and they're the next Big 12 team mentioned. Missouri right now, the 4th most votes in this poll. 169 to get in the top 25. Missouri had 23. Oklahoma State has 11. Texas Tech, 5. Texas A&M, 3. Ooh, A&M, sleeper team, big team, shocker daddy. Once again, the voters listening a little bit to this show.
Yeah, you bring up the Hurricanes, and here's an interesting fact you just found. Randy Shannon, in his 4th year at Miami, you know, for as high as they're ranked, 4th year at Miami, his record is 21-17. You forgot how far they've fallen, and now they're coming back to prominence. But his total overall record, only 21-17.
First year was a little rough. Hey, if you want to wish Daddy happy birthday or weigh in on Nebraska being 9th in the first major poll that counts, we'd love to hear from you. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, or you can email to the Dent Popper inbox. Always love the emails. Dent Popper, home of the armor lining. If the storms have bounced you around here in the last few weeks, they can give you that free estimate and get you taken care of and get you looking new again. The Dent Popper on Central Avenue, on the bricks, in Kearney. And the email address, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. By the way, the Huskers was able to find 1 point spread already, favored by 34 over Western Kentucky. Who you got?
I'm going to take the Big Reds. They're out to prove something, I think, early. Those quarterbacks, you know, they've got to prove something. They want to remain on the field.
Number nine, too high, too low, exactly right.
I think it's right in the middle. I was with you. I really thought, if you just said, Tony, where are they going to be? I would have really said seven is the lowest, or the highest, I guess, whatever you want to say. And I would have said 12 would have been the lowest. I think they're perfect. They're in perfect stocking position, right where they want to be, I think.
I think Oklahoma hugely underrated at number eight. Huge underrate there at number eight.
Well, it's all going to boil down to that. You know, they're one big game. Oklahoma's got a lot of big games, so they play a great schedule. But, you know, it's going to be that Red River rivalry that is going to separate those two teams in Texas and Oklahoma. I guess with Texas being in the national title game a year ago, that moves them up. I certainly got to think that you like Landry Jones better than you like the quarterback in Garrett Gilbert, just by what they've been able to do. You've only saw Gilbert for, two and a half quarters, where you saw Landry Jones most last year. Got to think he's settled in a lot better so far than Garrett Gilbert has.
Coming up on the program today, we will catch up with ESPN national correspondent Ron Franklin, who's done a lot of great games, done Husker games, and he's the basketball and the football one of the gurus. We're going to get a chance to catch up with Ron Franklin. Also, Coach Daryl Morris is going to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's coming up next here on the program to talk a little Loper football today, Daddy. I was so fired up about your birthday, I almost forgot Coach Morris.
No, we're not forgetting Coach
Morris. One thing you don't forget.
And that's Ron Franklin, not Ron from Franklin. He's not a flyer, folks.
Daddy, what goes better for a little birthday breakfast, maybe when you wake up tomorrow, than a little birthday BLT?
Oh.
The tomatoes out of your garden, the lettuce out of your garden. Where's the bacon from?
There's only one place, people. We tell you all the time. Once you buy Troutman's Bacon, you won't buy bacon anywhere else. It just won't happen.
Dan Hawkins loves Troutman bacon, whether it's the fresh bacon or get the great peppered bacon. It's there for you. And plus, if you're grilling out this weekend, don't forget Troutman's has your USDA certified Angus beef, quality steaks aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness, plus fresh sausage out of the smokehouse. And then also, how about the Italian and the garlic? Put them on your Green Mountain Grill. You got football season coming up. If you messed up or you thought you could make it through the summer with the grill that you had and you realize that it's not working anymore or it's just an embarrassment and it's not bringing out the full flavor of your food, then Green Mountain Grill is the way to go. Kerry will explain and get you through if you need to know more about it, the pellets, how to get it going. It's the best out there. It'll be a hit at any tailgate, wherever you're going, high school, UNK, Hastings, the Huskers. It doesn't matter. Plus, don't forget to pick up some of their domestic and imported wines from Max Creek Vineyard. Also, New Nebraska wine from Superior States Wine. It's all there for you. The steaks, the bacon for the BLTs, because it's garden time. The sausages, all on your Green Mountain Grill at Troutman's. Quality meats, a grill's best friend. You had 1 point before we take a break, Daddy? No. Let's go to break. Daryl Morris set to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Attention, all males over 30. Do you get fatigued and find you're still gaining weight every year? Charger can reduce the fat around your core and increase your energy. So, if you're a guy over 30 and you want to lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
Complete Nutrition.
Summer is fun, but with bug bites, you have to be careful for West Nile and Lyme disease. Ask your pharmacist at ABC Drug how to help fight insect bites. ABC Drug is your summer-soothing Health Mart headquarters. ABC now carries insulated picnic totes, complete with shatter-resistant plates and glasses, silverware, napkins, and salt and pepper shakers, with room to pack the meal. It's all you need for the perfect picnic. Only at ABC Drug and Gift, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC Drugstore.
It's a fact. Accidents happen. The wrong time to become concerned about your insurance coverage is after you've met someone by accident. Make sure that you have the right coverage at the right price by contacting the Kroll Agency in Hastings, Kennesaw, Roseland, and Minden. The Kroll Agency offers auto insurance from Wadena Insurance Company, a member of the IMT Group. Wadena provides fast claim service, new car replacement, and identity theft recovery built right into their auto policy for no additional premium. Contact the Kroll Agency Incorporated for a free quote today.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Hey, Golic, you all right? You're moving a little slower than usual today.
Have you been outside, Greeny? It's easily 7,000 degrees.
I'll give you that. It is hot out. But as tough as that can be on you, it's even tougher on your car.
I highly doubt that. Want to see my socks?
No, I don't. Not one bit. But I do want to see you head to AutoZone and make sure you have everything you need to help your car beat the heat this summer.
Done. They have air conditioning, right?
Now at AutoZone, buy a 5-plus quart oil change jug or 5 single quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and get a free STP oil filter. Restrictions and details at store. Get to AutoZone today.
Tender, loving care. You don't need a dealership to find it for your car. Come to Midas instead. We start with a complimentary courtesy check. It's a written evaluation that tells you exactly what's in good shape and if anything needs attention. And it comes with every service we perform. From factory scheduled maintenance to advanced diagnostics and repair. Why go to a dealership when the experts at Midas are right around the corner? Tender, loving care. That's the Midas touch.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops across the area today with an isolated chance of a shower storm developing. Highs reach 88 with a south wind at 10 to 15. Back to 68 tonight with a slight chance for storms. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 75.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Congratulations to Kearney Renza putting the beat down on Minot, North Dakota yesterday. 13-1. They're 46-6. They'll take on 31-6 Eden Prairie, Minnesota, approximately 8:30 tonight. Now, according to the box score, they said 8:30. The first game's at 4:30, so you be the judge. Be early. You can check it out on our website, and you can hear the ball games. You have to sign up to hear those ball games, but we'll give you the link on how to either watch it to Game Tracker, watch the stats, get live stats on Kearney, or, of course, to link up and hear the ball game. So best of luck to Kearney Renza. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. But
Minot just committed another error, by the way.
Yeah, 8 of them yesterday. Mistakes, that's what you try to avoid early in the season, and any good coach will be able to fix that and make sure. Anyway, you try to fix mistakes, whether they're umpiring mistakes like we saw yesterday or whether they're fundamental mistakes. And the fundamentals is what you work on right out of the gate. It begins tomorrow for the Huskers. It begins tomorrow for the Lopers. And the head coach of the defending RMAC champion, UNK Lopers, Daryl Morris, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. 2010 gets underway. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we?
I know you guys are busy, huh?
Yeah, we've kind of got some things going on today a little bit, but not too busy to talk to you guys.
Well, that is always a pleasure. I know you're just back from Colorado Springs, media days, and getting a chance to talk about your football team being picked number one in the preseason, which, as we all know, I'll save you from saying we were worried about where we are at the end of the year. But it's been a while since the Lopers have been picked on top. A different scenario with the target on your back?
Well, yeah, I prefer to be picked third or fourth because every time we've been picked third or fourth, we usually come up and win the conference championship. So, again, it's nice for the kids to get the respect from their peers in the league. But every coach I listen to talk, optimism ran high, and they're all going to, you know, be great and beat us. And, you know, so, heck, it does matter where you end up, not where you start.
Coach, you had several people get recognition, all the preseason offensive player of the year in Dring, et cetera. Was there anybody you felt really got snubbed and should have been on that team?
You know, off the top of my head, you know, I think, again, it's nice for those guys that did get some awards and, you know, again, a little bit of respect from what they did last year. I think the kids that did get picked are very deserving, but off the top of my head, you know, and I'm probably missing somebody, but, you know, still, we have no control over who picks who, and you can't vote for your own guys and all that kind of stuff, so it doesn't really matter.
I was shocked you didn't have the preseason kicker.
Well, you know what? We can't have the preseason kicker because we don't know who our kicker is. So, and you guys know me and kickers now. So we got two new ones coming into camp, and one of them's going to have to step up pretty quick. We're going to have to get some evaluation done and see who is ultimately going to kick for us. Maybe both of them. Maybe one of them will come in and just outdo the other one. So we'll have to wait and see.
You want a solid special teams game, and you want a solid place kicker and punter, but you mentioned it to RMAC Media Days. The secondary lost a lot of guys, but you know who you have coming in there. Is this the biggest concern? And if it is, that's probably okay if you get pretty good everywhere else.
Well, you know, that would be the offensive line on offense and the secondary on defense are where we lost the most people due to graduation. So those two areas, we've got kids in our program. We recruited them a couple years ago to just for the fact that we knew these guys were going to be leaving. So hopefully they'll be able to step it up. But I would say, you know, that's the place where we have the least amount of experience playing for us in ball games on both sides of the ball and at those two positions.
Who steps in and replaces Jack at center?
Right now, Joe Petrosky is number one on their depth chart. Joe's a young man out of McCook High School, big, strong kid, bigger kid than Jack Hyatt was, different type of player, maybe not going to be as agile as Jack was, but a different kind of player, tough. You know, because he's a McCook Bison, so, you know, we feel like he can get the job done. We have a young man by the name of Deion Wilson coming in to challenge a little bit out of the junior college ranks. So, you know, that'll be some competition for Joe, but right now he's number one on the depth chart.
Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They begin practice tomorrow. Coach, you say that you always mention, because you do coach the offensive line, how you want them strong. Even though you're missing a couple of guys, you still got Matthews and Gooden coming back to anchor that line.
Well, we got those two guys, and they're both preseason all-conference picks and deservingly. But, you know, we got Adam Drudik, who started four games for us at left tackle yesterday in place of Kyle Davison when he was injured. So we've actually got three guys back that have played offensive line in games, and we won a championship with them playing in those games. You know, Joe, the young guy at center right now, and the guy we got to figure out is who's going to play right guard for us, who's going to replace Matt Goldenstein. So we got to figure that out. Couple guys, Nate Bryant's in the hunt. You got Matt Anderson, who's a transfer out of Arizona's in the hunt. So, you know, we're going to have to shake that out pretty quick and get something solidified and get going with the offensive line in camp early.
Daryl, everybody's interested in the area kids. How's Pete coming from his injury? And Pete, I'm talking about Pete Trouse from Minden.
Yeah, Peter Trouse, you know, got injured in the Shrine game and broke a bone in his leg and tore up some knee ligaments and was on crutches last time I saw him. I think he'll be off crutches when he shows up today. But probably not going to be cleared for any football-type activity until October sometime. So that ultimately is probably, you know, a redshirt situation for Pete, and try to teach him as much between the years as we can this year and get him solid academically and crank him up in spring ball.
Daryl, how big is that? Because I know you guys, I really thought he could step in and help you.
Well, yeah, he was a guy that I wanted to kind of keep with the upperclassmen for most of the year and even take him on some road trips a little bit and get him used to that. So it'll put a little bit of a damper on his development. I mean, there's no question about that. He's not going to be able to go through drills physically. He'll have to stand around and watch him and get mental reps. So, you know, he's just really going to have to be diligent about doing that. When I'm coaching somebody else, I'm coaching him at the same time, and he's going to have to learn what we're teaching and pay attention in meetings and watch practice film and kind of be like a backup NFL quarterback. Never really get a rep in practice, but you got to be ready to play.
Daryl Morris joins us here for another couple minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show as the season gets underway. Coach, what do you expect this first week? I know you got to go through the light workouts, but how much can you put in? And with some new kids in there, it's not the same story as you had going into fall camp last year.
No, you know, and we don't really approach it that way, Doug. We got an installation plan already set in place. We're going to install the offense, install the defense, and it's going to go quick. The young guys are just going to have to try to hang on and learn what they can learn and try to keep up the best they can. We've got to get the guys that we know are going to play against Wayne State on August 28th ready to play, and you got to install your offense, install your defense, and, you know, the young ones just have to try to stay up to date as best they can. And there's going to be a lot of information thrown at them very quickly.
Daryl, defensive back-wise, I know you guys have got a couple junior college kids, maybe in Dale. Who's competing for those positions?
Well, I mean, you got Trevor Toteef. Arthur Hobbs is one of the guys we're bringing in, you know, that we feel like can maybe help us a little bit. I mean, there's a group of kids that have, you know, that the names aren't going to mean anything to you, but I think we brought them here. They're going to be players for us. You know, we're just going to have to wait and see how it shakes out.
How's Swedberg's hair?
Yeah, I think he's good. I think his hair is thick. You know, I mean, you know, he should be good.
Daryl Morris, we'll get a chance to talk with about the quarterbacks, about the running backs. We already know that they're pretty darn good, and it's great to be solid at that spot coming back as we get closer to the kickoff with Wayne State on the 28th. But, Daryl, one question to you while we've got you on the air about the move to the MIAA. People are concerned. I don't want to get into the scholarship thing, but one thing I'd like to ask you, folks are concerned about Nebraska going to the Big Ten, that they won't be able to recruit Texas anymore. Colorado is a heavy recruiting state for UNK for football. How's that going to affect the way that you do business?
Well, you know, it'll have some impact on us, Doug. I don't think there's any question about that. How much of an impact, to be honest with you, I don't know that yet. We're probably still going to go out there this fall and see what the reception is like, find out what people think, what they're talking about. And, you know, we're just going to have to see how that kind of goes, see what kind of a sales pitch we can put together for them in reference to 2 years down the road playing in a different league in a different direction. So, you know, I think we're going to have to spin it in our favor, obviously. I can tell you that the RMAC coaches will be spinning it the other direction in reference to, you know, mom and dad being able to watch you play here pretty close. And if you go that way, you're going to have to drive a long ways and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, that's something. We're going to have to look into Kansas City. We're going to have to look into maybe St. Louis. We're going to have to look in some other areas that that league happens to be in and has a name and a, you know, a brand in, so to speak. So that's still being formulated.
Tony's worried. I'm concerned. I think a lot of fans would like to hear a comment from the football coach, because the level of competition will step up in the MIAA. What can you tell the fans about how different it's going to be?
Well, you know what, and I've heard some of those conversations. A lot of people are concerned about the funding, and you know, we're not funded at that level, and so forth and so on. And I can tell you this: Doug Christensen and John McBride. If Doug Christensen tells you something, then bank on it. And he understands the situation. He understands the level of competition and the jump. I know I don't, for one, and I know John McBride does not, and I'm darn sure that Chancellor Christensen does not want UNK football to be synonymous with get your butt kicked. So those gentlemen have told me that they've got a plan, and I'm the football coach. I'll play anybody, coach against anybody, play them anywhere on the planet that they tell me to play. And I trust in those two gentlemen to help us be successful.
When they said that, you were just a thumbs up all the way, Daryl?
Absolutely.
All right, buddy. We'll let you get back to preparation and taking care of those new kids that are rolling in this weekend. And
there's a bunch of them.
I know. I saw, I guess, 704 or 46, something like that.
No, that's Daddy's age.
Coach, best of luck. We'll talk to you again very soon.
See you guys.
All right, Coach Daryl Morris at UNK giving us some thoughts about the football team and giving us some thoughts, I think, pretty candidly there about the move to the MIAA, which takes effect in 2 years.
Hey, all right. Everybody seems to be excited about it.
There's not going to be one coach that says they're not excited about it, because that would be Tommy Tuberville getting reprimanded by the Big 12.
Good point.
So I take some of that with a grain of salt.
After what you've heard, have you changed your mind at all, or still hate the idea?
I don't think I did hate the idea. Yeah, you're right. I said it could be the downfall for UNK athletics. I have not heard I asked Chancellor Christensen yesterday. I said, what do you plan? Do you have the specific? Do you have at least one specific plan on how the fundraising will change? And I guess that's, to this point, the only question I haven't got a direct answer to that I was wondering, that I think a lot of people were wondering. We know more now. I know more now, and I think you know more now, and I think the listeners know a lot more now than we did on Monday.
Well, I think we know some more. I'm just wondering, well, we're going to have to amp up our fundraising efforts. Why weren't our fundraising efforts amped up already? Because we're not exactly at the RMAC limit.
And Chancellor Christensen said yesterday there will be cuts in the athletic department, and they're trying to find places to cut, and that travel is one of them. The expense is there. Hopefully there's no more cuts. But the concern there is it's not that the $200,000 is going to go straight from the savings to the scholarships, because that's what he said. That's not happening. Some of it will, not all of it. We'll continue to follow the story. There's going to be a lot of questions, and the basic truth, Tony, is we won't know for a long time down the road whether this is a success or not. If 5 years in, it's a success, then on the field and in the classroom, then you can't say anything because you've been in it long enough that you should be able to keep up and go from there. But, you know, if you're not, it could take longer, it could take longer, it could take longer until you catch up. We just won't know. It's going to be a long process. We'll take a break. When we come back, a little more talk. Ron Franklin from ESPN and our Big 12 and college football preview continues after this.
11 items on the BK breakfast value menu start at a buck each, only at BK.
Time to reroute to Burger King.
Alternate route denied.
But BK has golden hash browns.
Golden hash browns?
Yeah.
Recalculating shortest route to Burger King. Right turn immediately.
That's someone's backyard.
Shut up and drive.
Yes, ma'am.
Head to BK, where 11 items on the BK breakfast value menu start at a buck each. Like the delicious BK breakfast muffin sandwich with fluffy egg and savory sausage. Only at Burger King. Price and participation may vary.
Meet Mike, an underthinker.
Stuff should be simple so I can underthink it. Taxes, bad, fire, hot, dragons, scary.
Well, the new Buck Double from Burger King is an obvious deal.
Hey, Mike, let's grab a Buck Double at BK.
Whoa, did you underthink this through?
Yeah, the Buck Double has more beef than a McDouble. It's flame broiled, not fried, and it's only a dollar.
Nice underthinking. Buck Double, good.
The new Buck Double, a quarter pound of beef, melted cheese, and just a buck. Only at Burger King. Based on pre-cooked patty weight, price and participation may vary.
It might have started as a little pebble hitting the windshield, and then you see it. A crack spreading right across your vision line. Well, B&B Glass Incorporated will fill your crack.
Wouldn't that be in poor taste?
You got a busted window? B&B will replace it. A chip? B&B will repair it. But that's not all. With B&B's Anytime Emergency Glass Service, anytime circumstances present you with a pain in the glass, call B&B Glass for tint, replacement, or repair.
B&B Glass, located at 922 Central in Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops across the area today with an isolated chance of a shower storm developing. Highs reach 88 with a south wind at 10 to 15. Back to 68 tonight with a slight chance for storms. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 75.
You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around.
Ron Franklin, ESPN, coming up here to wrap the show up in our last segment of the day. Oh, you're the best around. You used to be USC. Irish Ken says, hey, boys, I reviewed the college football polls and Southern California was nowhere to be found. What's up with that? Is it due to probation? Well, yes, it is. In the coaches' poll, they are not allowed to vote for USC because they don't want USC to be in the poll and kind of mess up the BCS formula, which I guess it could do. It shouldn't, but it would. And so you may see them in some polls, but you won't see them in the coaches' poll. When was the last time USC was not rated? Probably when Nebraska scheduled them. Now for the biggest crime in the polls, Ken says, the Irish not in the top 25. Irish Ken says, mark it down. Notre Dame will end up in the top 10.
Oh, that much optimism.
I believe the college football live guys had Notre Dame at 10-3, I believe. No, maybe they had them at 8-5. I think they were 8-5, yeah.
I was going to say, that's scary.
8-5, and that's not going to get them into the top 10, Irish Ken. But again, Irish Ken doesn't think they're going to go 8-5, so that would be the moral to that story.
You open up where Nebraska's got Western and Kentucky, and this is a credit to Notre Dame and the way they schedule. Purdue, Michigan, at Michigan State, Stanford, at Boston College, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, keep reading.
Western
keep reading.
Michigan, Navy, Tulsa, Utah, Army, USC.
It's okay. It's okay. They're trying to make it weaker. They actually are.
Well.
Anyway, Daddy, two things that we like, golf and fishing. And I can hit them both here in this story. Riley Reinertsen of Gibbon, who is going to be a freshman, and most people, that anybody that is around here in golf knows
that's
knows
one I want to punch,
that.
Right?
Well, you know, one of them. He tied for fourth place in the Bass Pro Shops Payne Stewart Junior Championships held in Kansas City at the Kansas City in Mission Hills at the Kansas City Country Club. Not some little goat track. 96 boys and girls aged 12 to 18 from 17 states and Thailand. The boys played the par 72 course at 6,930 yards. Last week, Reinertsen finished tied for sixth in the Lockton, Kansas City Junior Tournament. This week, he finished in a tie for fourth, two shots out of second, and five shots behind the winner, Noah West from Belden, Mississippi. Or is that going to be Missouri? Where's Belden? I guess I don't know. No, Mississippi. Mississippi. They did put the MO abbreviation, so yeah, it is Mississippi. Wow. Crazy. What about the two weird calls yesterday? The one off the catwalk, it is the way it is in Tampa, but both Florida teams got hosed. Tampa got hosed by their own ballpark, their own stadium, and then the blind
the
guy
fair
at third.
Foul, yeah. Wow. Not close.
It must have had some movement on it when it crossed the bag, Daddy. That's all I know. Big Ten championship game, which Nebraska hopes to be in next year in Indianapolis. Your thoughts?
Awesome. Great.
Good place to start it?
Wonderful
home
place
of the NCAA?
To start it. Perfect.
Horrible.
Horrible?
Horrible.
Where'd you want it at?
I don't know. Indianapolis will be fun.
No, yeah.
I'm just saying, if you don't like the NCAA, so I thought you wouldn't like that.
I just like to, you know what, you got a brand-new Lucas Oil Stadium. Awesome place to play it.
And I think Tiger Woods is struggling again today a little bit, not as bad as
he was one under. Now he's plus two, plus six on the day, or on the tournament.
I have to get your reaction to this because I was shocked when it came across the wire yesterday. The Royals are getting rid of Jose Guillen. Why? He led the team in home runs and RBIs. And at 255, he probably wasn't too far down the list on batting average. This seems like something happened that nobody knows about because there aren't that many people that cover the Royals on a daily basis outside of the Star down there. What in the world? And since there wasn't a game last night, no Royals game, no Royals Radio Network, going to have to listen tonight out at Seattle, 8:30 pregame to find out what's going on.
Supposedly, and you know, you say what you want, but the reports are they cleared a space for Kiahua, part of the process, to get the young guys some at-bats in the major leagues.
Yeah, and now they're bringing up right-handed pitcher Philip Humber from Omaha.
Look at his record, his bang-up ERA.
5-6 with a 4.47 ERA in 21 games for AAA Omaha, 20 walks, 80 strikeouts, and 118 and two-thirds innings.
Yeah, let's put him
He's a native, though, of Nacogdoches, Texas.
You know, Dayton Moore's process, you know what? It sucks.
Something that didn't, well, also sucks, Minot, North Dakota's defense. Kearney wins it 13-1 in seven innings. Minot had five errors in the second, and they had three more in the fourth, I believe, two in the fourth. Kearney scored all their runs in those two innings. So, yay, Kearney won, got a lot of help. They banged out 12 hits, 13 runs, 10 hits, no errors. Minot, one run, two hits, eight errors. Chandler Cloutier, a complete game, two hitters, struck out 12. Taylor Fish had three of the 10 hits. He was 3-for-4. They play Eden Prairie, Minnesota tonight. Between right around 8, maybe 8:30. So that's where things set for Kearney. Again, then no matter what, they would play tomorrow. And let's look ahead at that. So if they win this game, they would play again tomorrow night at around 8. If they get beat tonight,
that would be the finals of the winner's bracket tomorrow night.
Finals of the winner's bracket. If they would lose, then they drop into an elimination game at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. And it does look like it's going to be 8:30. They are scheduling them 4 hours apart. So 8 to 8:30.
We mentioned that they would rather go to Missouri than they would Texas.
That's probably
Papillion La Vista South. 14-3 losers. Texas State champ.
Hastings runs and plays the Colorado State champions in the Babe Ruth Regional Tournament in Minot, North Dakota, ironically, today at 5. Kearney Little League plays their first game in the Central Regional in Indianapolis tomorrow morning against Iowa at 11 a.m. Again, we have the link up to keep up to date with their game in progress at ESPNSuperstation.com. And the Hastings Thunder is in Williston, North Dakota for the Midwest Plains Regional. They will play Saturday at 10:30 against the Kansas State champions in the Class A State Amateur Baseball Tournament right here at Memorial Field in Kearney tonight. Kearney, Lincoln, Scotts Bluff, York, Council Bluffs, they all have teams here. Kearney and Scotts Bluff started off tonight at 7:30. Play begins Saturday at 11. The championships are set for Sunday. I think that catches us up on everything that we wanted to talk about today. Daddy,
You know what? We're going to be joined by Ron Franklin in this next segment. I'm going to loosen up. I got to get my golf swing ready to go.
Yeah, we got golf. It is the Kearney Booster Club Tournament. Looking forward to seeing Scott Steinbrook on number 15. Always see Kearney administrators and coaches out there. It's not the funnest day for them, but it is fun for us to see everybody, meet and greet. They get to see a lot of people, but they don't get to golf, and they just kind of have to hang out on the tee box in what could be a little steamy day, Daddy. I notice you're wearing white.
Yes.
Your anniversary was this week. Your birthday's today. You're wearing white.
Yes, I'm just trying to keep cool, and hopefully I'll be able
cool,
to do
that. You're cool, bro. You are cool.
Remember last year at this tournament, that one, the new girl, goes, man, he is fat. I heard her say it. Whatever. I'll be there again.
Hey, but P180X has really helped you out, brother. It can't be any better than that. Yeah. Daddy, how about lunch today? We love pizza.
Wow, it's all going on at Godfather's. They get a buffet. It's there. It's out for you. You get there, you eat. Still got time to run up, try out the new Godfather's Pizza in Kearney. $6.50. That includes your salad bar. Can't make it up there. 234-9444. Full catering service. Room for private parties. They've got extended hours, Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 10. On the weekend, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 11. Try one of the new calzones. They are huge and oh so good. Plus, the pizza's just made to order just the
your
way
you
want.
Your mouth just watered right there.
You know what? They've got ESPN on several big screen TVs while you eat. It doesn't get any better than Godfather's Pizza in Kearney. Hey, it's a new location, North 2nd and 42nd Street in the Archway Plaza, just west of Complete Nutrition. Now bigger and better than ever.
We will be back, had a chance to catch up with ESPN's Ron Franklin at Media Days in Dallas, have an extended talk with him, and we'll hear from one of college football's top voices right after this.
Thank you so much for flying with us.
I tell you what, Michael Jordan, up here in first class, you do not want to be a bacon neck.
Bacon?
Bacon, you know, like when your shirt collar curls up like bacon in a pan, how bad that looks? But hey, that's not us. You know, we do Hanes-Lay flat collars. Just a couple of dudes looking awesome, being awesome. Hey, we're like twins, you and me.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
No, we're not.
Okay, maybe not identical, but the other kind.
Lay flat collar. Lays flat, won't bacon. Only from Hanes.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking to...
Newlyweds.
Hi, my husband and I are combining our policies, and my mother-in-law says we can save with Progressive.
Well, with online, homeowners, and multi-car discounts, saving on car insurance is easy.
So you're saying she's right?
I'm saying get used to it.
Get great savings and more at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Discounts not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Get your motor running, looking for adventure.
adventure.
Ready for adventure? Get into Carney Yamaha now during our annual Sturgis sale. Helmets as low as $45. Select leather jackets, vests, chaps up to 60% off. Luggage up to 50% off. And save up to 60% off parts, accessories, and apparel. Years of experience and huge selection. Carney Yamaha, just south of the Carney I-80 exit 272.
Looking for adventure. And whatever comes out.
So live your life.
Hey!
We don't have to talk just Nebraska. We don't have to talk just Texas. We don't have to even just talk the Big 12, Daddy, because the voice, you turn that television set on a Saturday afternoon or a Saturday evening, ESPN, ABC, and from time to time it doesn't even have to be Saturday, which is always better because that means there's more college football. Ron Franklin is a voice that we've had here on the Doug and Daddy show before. He's a voice that's recognizable to everyone that's a fan of college football, and I know you're fired up here, Daddy, to talk with Ron.
Well, you get the national perspective, coming from Ron, and I think that's important when you're trying to break down this season. You're trying to find a dark horse. Everybody's got Nebraska in the north. Everybody's got Texas and Oklahoma in the south, Ron. And obviously, you must feel the same way. Have you been able to spot a dark horse, though, in the group of them?
I think in the Big 12 Conference, everybody better look over their shoulder at Texas Tech. I'm a big Tommy Tuberville fan, and I knew Tommy when he coached at my alma mater at Ole Miss. I knew him prior to that when he was at Miami, and it was the defensive coordinator down there. So, we did tons of games at Auburn. So, I know him, I like him, and I think, Tech offensively is already going to be good. Defensively, I think you'll start to see them shore that up, and you'll see their defense look a little different from what it has in the past.
Wow, defensive Tech.
it's a dirty word. But, and nationally, I can sit and I can look at Phil Still's magazine or Blue Ribbon or whatever, and I'm telling you, for the first time in a long time, I can't really tell you a dominant team. I don't think Ohio State is dominant because prior is too inconsistent. Alabama, when you lose 9 starters off a defensive team, offensively, they are loaded. But defensively, I don't know. Plus, back Alabama, this is really strange. I was going through a schedule last week. Alabama, their last 6 conference games, the last 6 teams they play have the week off before they play Alabama. Now, that's not just something that happened, but one of those teams will get them. They'll either stuff the run that day and make them try to beat them passing, which they won't be able to do. Anyway, I just think it's that kind of year because I can't tell you a West Coast team that, is Southern Cal or I don't know. They to me are an unknown. Virginia Tech, I don't like their schedule. Frank, he's got some toughies on there. He really does. Boise, maybe they're the most logical choice and nobody wants to make it.
I want to ask you the same question that we asked Bob Davey earlier in the proceedings. If Boise and TCU and Cincinnati didn't get a shot last year, are we at the point where they're just never, ever going to get a shot, or does everybody have to lose 2 football games that's not in a that's in a major conference?
Well, it's a great question, and I don't think these guys are going to get left out. I'll give you a case in point. Orrin Hatch, for a long time, has beaten up the BCS because Utah is one of those teams that, he said it's unfair the way they're treated. But what Orrin Hatch doesn't mention to you is in 07, 08, and 09, Texas agreed to play Utah, Austin, Salt Lake City, Austin, and Utah's the one that tore up the contract and said they didn't want to play. So, those guys are going to have to play some good people every year to gain the kind of recognition that they need. I'm not knocking Utah, but I'm just simply saying, my friends, in 2008, that would have been that really good team that killed Alabama in the Sugar Bowl. If they had beaten Texas and Salt Lake, and there's every likelihood that would have happened, I think they would have been playing for the national championship against the Florida Gators. So what they got to do, and Boise is smart enough, they're branching out. This year they're playing Virginia Tech. Next year they open at Ole Miss. Ole Miss, a middle of the roader as far as an SEC team, but it's still an SEC team on the road. So that's what they got to do. TCU, they got to go play somebody. Everybody talks about them getting in the Big 12 Conference. Why? They can't even fill their 45,000-seat stadium over in Fort Worth. And the same way with the University of Houston. They don't fill their 20,000-seat stadium. So, sure, they want to come in and take the millions of dollars and put it in their pocket, but it doesn't work that way. They don't fit.
You know, Chris Peterson does just a fabulous job at Boise keeping that program.
Oh.
You know, you think, okay, we did it for 2 years. Okay. You know, to maintain that level really since Hawk left to come to Colorado has been amazing.
I totally agree with you. In fact, I think that he is one of the overlooked and underrated coaches in this country. But he's also smart. He doesn't go running around looking for a new job every year. He concentrates on the blue field and what he's got. And, you know, boy, who can argue with that? Have you ever been to Boise? It really is a beautiful city. I mean, the mountains and everything.
Especially in the summertime.
Yeah.
When it's
warm.
Ron Franklin from ABC and ESPN has joined us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. As you were talking about the national scene, is changing because of a few teams moving conferences. Nothing bigger than right here in the Big 12. Our Huskers moving to the Big 10. Colorado going to the Pac-10. I guess maybe the older we get, the more we're not there for change, but we also have to see that it's going to happen. Where do you think the state of college football is headed right now? Are we headed towards a super conference? Was this
just a
flash in the pan?
I'm afraid. Some of my buddies who live on either coast tell me they think that's exactly what's going to happen. And it's easier to happen in leagues like the ACC and over in the Big East because they don't have as many good representative teams as you do in conferences like this. The SEC, I don't care what anybody says, the SEC didn't invite anybody. Why would you want to invite, you know, four more teams to go into that? They've got a great league of 12. Why would you want to change that? And I am afraid that that's the way we're going to get shoved, and it's because of my industry and your industry, but primarily television, and that's what's going to happen.
You mentioned the BCS and Orrin Hatch beating it up. A lot of us like to take shots at the BCS for, you know, everybody wants, you know, and if so much is about money, and that's what seems to be driving everything we hear, whether it's conference realignment, whether it's the championship game, it's all about money. Why are these people so against a playoff, which would generate so much more money?
You know, you got two prime elements that you're never going to surpass. It's the presidents. They don't want it because it resembles the NFL too much. And the other thing is you can't have a playoff because of the love from the Big Ten and the Pac-10 for the Rose Bowl. They will go to their grave back in the Rose Bowl, standing up for them. Well, you can't have a national playoff if you don't have the Pac-10 and the Big Ten. And I can tell you, unless a lot of people change positions in the Big Ten and also the Pac-10, that's not going to change. So those are two of the real stumbling blocks as far as, you know, I make a speech that one of my speeches, the way it's written, is the reason we'll never have a playoff. And those are two of the main reasons that that come up. You know, does that make it right? No, it doesn't. And they could make infinitely more money if they went to a playoff system. But the thing is, you're never going to please everybody. If you got two teams now, if you change that and say, let's add two more, four teams, then team number five is going to be chapped. If you went to eight, then team number nine is going to be chapped. So, I mean, guys, it's human nature. And the wonderful thing is, look how much we're talking about it. Look how much everybody talks about it every year, which means right now college football is flourishing. And one of the reasons is because of the controversy over not having a playoff.
It's so crazy. And now the Big Ten will have a playoff with Nebraska going in.
And they're
in.
Not happy either, I can tell you that.
What we see it with, you know, red-colored glasses there in Nebraska. What is your take on Nebraska moving to the Big Ten and what it will do for the conference? It's just one team, but now it gives them 12. And if they split it east and west, could be one thing. If they try to do another thing, that's something too. But what do you think will happen with Nebraska?
I'm sorry that the Huskers left, because quality school, quality people, quality athletic program, it's just something that, you know, it's a tough thing. And I'm really sorry it's, you know, what's happening. I certainly respect their decision to do that. I hope that Coach Osborne and the administrators at Nebraska can keep one thing from happening, and that is don't do what the Atlantic Coast Conference did. You can't even tell me who the divisions are in that conference, let alone what teams are in there. Right? All right, so don't take, because we don't want to split up Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, and then say, you got to have an East and you got to have a West, and it has to be geographically aligned. And if that means somebody's going to get left out of a regular season, you know, and maybe you can designate that. I don't even know. But the point is, don't screw it up. The other thing that I would be concerned if I'm Nebraska about, once you stop playing football in the state of Texas, ask Frank Broyles what happened to Arkansas once they left the old Southwest Conference. I mean, and I rest my case on that. Nebraska's got a lot of kids from the state of Texas. They're going to lose a lot of kids from the state of Texas going to the Big Ten. I mean, it's just, listen, when Texas was hinting that they might go and become a part of the Super Conference out west, you won't believe the kids in Central Texas that were ready to back off of their commitment, saying, my parents can't go to the West Coast and see us play. And we're talking about, so you're really talking about a giant move for Nebraska to go up and have to play Wisconsin and Northwestern and Michigan. Anyway, my point is, I think recruiting is going to be difficult in football on Nebraska, maybe tougher than they anticipate.
Ron Franklin of ABC and ESPN joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ron, you go back to the body of work that is the Big 12 this year for one more year.
Yeah.
Maybe don't have the names of the Bradfords and the Colt McCoy going into last year. You knew about Gerald McCoy. You knew about Sue entering the season a year ago. Maybe don't have those marquee names up there. Seem to maybe switch from the quarterback situation to maybe a running back situation, if anything. Kendall Hunter at Oklahoma State. You got Daniel Thomas at K-State. Roy Helu at Nebraska. DeMarco Murray at Oklahoma. As far as offensive players go, who are you excited to see this year in the conference?
You know what? I'm anxious to see Blaine Gabbert, a healthy Blaine Gabbert, because we had him last year in his first game healthy against Illinois. And let me tell you something, guys. He looked like an absolute world beater, that he could turn his jersey inside out. They had a big S there. I mean, he was good. And until Sue injured him on that tackle of the rainy night of what, a Thursday game, I guess it was, you know, all of a sudden he lost mobility, and then he started to press, and he was not the same kid that we saw. But I promise you, if he can stay healthy, I think Missouri offensively becomes a brand-new football team. The Garrett kid at Texas has got greatness written all over him. You don't win back-to-back 4A state championships in that state unless you're really good. And his dad was a former pro. I think, you know, this kid will step forward. A&M's not going to be bad forever. I mentioned Texas Tech. They got two good young quarterbacks and two good young running backs. Can they come up with something defensively? I'm excited to see all those teams play. I'm anxious to see what Paul does at Iowa State, because after those kids won that bowl game last year, just like after Nebraska won in that beautiful shutout for them, let me tell you something now. Those teams came back ready to go to work. And I know Iowa State has not been a factor for some time. On a consistent basis, anyway. I look for them to rattle somebody's cage, even this year, that probably they shouldn't.
But they still at Oklahoma, at Texas, back-to-back weeks.
Yeah.
You shake your head when you look at that schedule.
But here are the Aggies, and I guarantee you, one of the biggest games they've got on their schedule, and it's at home, but they got Texas Tech there, and those two schools have come to a point where they hate each other now. I mean, there is no love lost. So, you know, and that's a game that, you know, that's huge on A&M's schedule. And obviously Texas going to Nebraska on the 16th, you know, it's...
We're not that concerned about that. Haven't you heard?
Yeah. You know, I mean, but that, those are, that's just a handful of games in this conference that, I think are going to be good. And don't be surprised if in a couple of 3 years, this conference, if they don't have four to five teams in the top 25 preseason every doggone year. Listen, the SEC doesn't do any better than that. The Pac-10 sure doesn't. The Big Ten has been a long time. So, you know, I think this conference is going to be representative. I think they'll rock along. You're going to miss the Cornhuskers. You can't lose a team of such quality. And, you know, I don't think you could lose a team like that without feeling it. But, you know, hey, so is life. And, you know, life will go on. It'll go on for the Huskers. It'll go on for the Big 12.
You know, I've noticed that everybody says that it's going to miss the Huskers. I haven't heard anybody say they're going to miss the Buffaloes.
Which is fine.
Which is fine, Ron.
You ask it, I'm not answering it.
Ron Franklin, ABC, ESPN, do you know where you're starting? You know what your first game is?
You know, we start off with Texas at Rice. Not sure about number two, number three. We're either doing Texas at Texas Tech or we're going to Seattle to do Nebraska at UW. And I think that'll be an interesting matchup for Bo's guys. Talked to Bo about that yesterday, and he's saying, you know, that's a great test. It's another one of many tests that they have this year. Defense, I'm not worried about on your football team. It's, you know, whichever one it's going to be as the starting quarterback, you know, get them healthy, protect them, and, you know, but get more, better play out of the quarterback, because that last year, you know, golly, it was painful sometimes. It really was. But defense was so doggone good.
Easy. Easy.
Yeah, I know.
Easy.
Bring up our off. Do you like that Texas Tech-Texas game that early in the season?
Yes. And let me tell you why. That's Blaine Gabbert, only his third start of his career. Okay? You got a bunch of young defensive players that are going to have to play as freshmen. They're going to be not necessarily number one, but they're going to be number twos, and they're going to have to play. So, and they got to go to Lubbock. Now, listen, that's a hostile environment, my friend. You know, that place up there has become a difficult spot to play. And anyway, I just think for anybody who overlooks that, don't dare overlook it. In fact, I'll be really anxious. I don't wager, but I like to see what the odds makers, and I'm anxious to see what kind of line they put on that ball game. Because
that,
hey,
Garrett Gilbert is who you're referring to. I think we said Blaine Gabbert there, maybe. But.
No, but Blaine Gabbert's at Missouri.
Oh yeah,
I was talking about
okay.
him being, okay. you know, him being healthy.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, Garrett is. You know, Garrett is. I may have said just a second ago. Anyway, apologize. But that's a difficult place. He's never gone, you know, last year even in the national championship game. That's not as hostile as what he'll face in Lubbock, I can tell you that right now.
Ron, always a pleasure chatting with you, listening to you. Thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll let you move on.
Thank you very much. And, hey, good luck to you, and good luck to the Huskers.
Hey.
Okay? Got a lot of friends up there, and I'm going to be – when you – in your color, go up against Wisco in that same color, I'm going to say, golly, a lot of crimson on that field.
Ron Franklin, ABC, ESPN. Well, we're going to miss the old, but I suppose some are looking forward to the new. Ron, have a great season.
Yeah.
And our Big 12 football preview brought to you exclusively by Bruce Furniture. Go to brucefurniture.com and see all of the great deals. And you can look things over before you even go into the store. And then you go into the store with a little idea of what you want. Plus, they're on Facebook and Twitter with special deals for their fans and for the folks that go that route. And, Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and, yes, Alliance. Well, the time has come. Wrap up another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. But before we do that, don't forget, folks, while you're out over the weekend and you're feeling a little sluggish from all that summer has done to you, Complete Nutrition. That's why Daddy's feeling so good on his 36th birthday. He's out running around the building right now trying to find some golf balls so that he can finish up at the Kearney Booster Club tournament at Meadowlark Hills today. It is a Nebraska-based health and nutrition store in Kearney, a nutrition supplement retail franchise originated in Omaha. Now check out owner and manager Jeff Florell. From right in this area, he knows you, he knows what you need, and he is going to help you out. Products include men's health products, cholesterol care for women's health, menopause, and prenatal aids, herbs and vitamins, health shakes and smoothies, stress relief products. Ask about Charger. It keeps you going as you're getting older. Gets that stamina back, gets that core stronger, gets you ready to go. They're located just outside the Archway Plaza here in Kearney on North 2nd Avenue. Be sure and stop by, see Jeff and his fine, fine staff today. They're open to take care of you at Complete Nutrition in Kearney. Muscle recovery products, meal replacement, protein supplements, even some sleep aids. And goodness knows, we could use those when Daddy goes nighty-night. Oh, we want to thank you for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. We're going to go have a little fun with the Kearney High Booster Club and hopefully raise some money for them this afternoon. Again, best of luck to all the baseball teams, Kearney, Hastings, the Kearney Colonels, whether you're Legion, whether you're Little League, wherever you're at, best of luck. Find out more on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. Monday, the high school football season officially begins with kids getting into practice, especially those that have those week zero games. It becomes more urgent. We'll be talking with coaches all next week, and we will continue with our Big 12 football preview coming your way next week as well. We have got some great guests that we're going to be bringing your way, so be listening for that on Monday. We want to thank Ron Franklin from ESPN and Daryl Morris, the head football coach at UNK, for joining us on the program today. Happy birthday, Big Daddy. We'll see you Monday.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.